This podcast is brought to you by St. Joseph's Episcopal Church in Boynton Beach, Florida, in the United States of America. You can find us at stjoesweb.org. Come visit us when you are in town.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
It is common practice in Africa and Madagascar that when a bishop or a priest or a layperson gets up to speak, they would raise their right hand and say, Drauni Tumpu, which means praise the Lord. And everyone else would raise their right hand and say, Amen. Drauni Tumpu. Thank you, I feel right at home. I wanted to begin today by sharing a little story with you, and it happens to relate to what we're going to be talking about today. A number of years ago, I had the opportunity, I was going to Bible college. And I remember during orientation, there was lots of different things in which I was learning and they were speaking about. But at one point came where they talked about the code of conduct. They talked about the certain things that we were able to do. And then they went about and talked about the things that we were not able to do. They explained that there were certain things that we had to do in terms of there was studying. They designated certain times during the evening in which we were supposed to be studying. And then they talked about the times where lights were out. And then they had this rule for some reason that you weren't able to date during your first semester. Well, I thought part of the reason going to college was to date. And so we weren't able to do that. Matter of fact, they called it a 6-inch rule. So I guess they were scanning to making sure that no one was within 6 inches. But I think I broke most of the code of conduct rules when I was there. But as I was looking back at this and thinking about why were all these rules going, why were all these things going on and so on, because part of it was that you had to attend chapel as well. Every day. And as I look back, I think they were trying to develop character in my life. They were trying to develop something in my life that I could carry on the rest of my life. Little did I know that was part of that. I just saw it as rules. But in some ways, they were trying to develop character in my life. Have you ever heard the saying which says, sow a thought, reap an action? Sow an action, reap a habit. Sow a habit, reap character. Sow character, reap destiny. So in some way, they were trying to develop these actions that would develop into habits that would eventually affect my character in which I could prepare for my destiny. But little did I know that back then. And Jesus speaks today as he's talking about the Sermon of the Mount. And as he begins in Matthew chapter 5 and he continues through chapter 7, he's talking to who? His disciples. Matter of fact, he goes up on the mountain and his disciples follow him and he begins to pour his life into theirs. Isn't it interesting that he starts with the Beatitudes? Because he's trying to form in them character. He's trying to develop in them an attitude which is going to bring glory and praise to who? To God the Father. And so when we come to this particular passage, and as I look at this very briefly here, we hadn't scripted that out, but as we're looking at this particular passage in Matthew 5, what does it say when Jesus is speaking truth to them? He says, you are the salt of the earth. He isn't saying, well, we hope someday that you might become the salt. No, he's speaking truth to them. And he says, you are the salt of earth. And I believe that he's speaking truth to us today, that he's speaking to each and every one of us. You are the salt of the earth. That you are what? The light of the world. Isn't that exciting? Isn't that really exciting? It is exciting. Everyone's like, it is exciting. It's very exciting. Yeah. Sometimes they'll even say amen. You guys are quick learners. This is exciting. You know, Jesus, amen. We're just going to say amen the rest of the time here. But God was speaking truth. Jesus was speaking truth to his disciples because he saw the end. He sees the potential in each and every one of us. But what he begins to talk about in these two chapters is acts of righteousness. That we actually can do certain things that will help develop our character in a good way. And in this passage, he says, you know, we want to go beyond what the Pharisees and the Sadducees are doing because they've missed the original intent. But he says that we can do things that develop who we are. And in today, we have a baptismal service. We have a confirmation service. This is exciting for us. Because in Madagascar, amen, I heard one person amen. Thank you very much. Sign her up. Okay. But it's exciting because in Madagascar, what we do is we develop disciplines. So everyone who's preparing to be confirmed has to go about developing these six different disciplines. Because in preparation for their baptisms and so on, we're teaching them about the faith and what we believe. But when it comes to confirmation, we're actually teaching them how they can grow in their faith. Because I've seen it too many times that when people are finished with confirmation, they think they're finished as a spiritual student. And so they come and they sit in their own place. But actually today is more like a commissioning service. As I was telling some of the confirmants today, I was saying, today I'm kind of commissioning you to do the work of the ministry. But we have six disciplines, and I'd like to share with them very briefly today the six disciplines that we use in Madagascar, that we teach every one of our people who are preparing to be confirmed. It usually takes about 6 months, but I figure I couldn't preach for 6 months, so I'm going to summarize that today for us. And then I'll let you all finish up on the study. But the first one is that we teach our people how to have a daily devotion. You notice I didn't say quiet time. Because in Africa, nothing's quiet. So they have a daily devotion. We teach them on how to come and spend 30 minutes every day in prayer. 30 minutes praising God. 10 minutes praising God. 10 minutes reading the scriptures and reflecting. And then 10 minutes praying. And we do that every morning. And in Africa, if you do something by yourself, you know, you're considered strange generally. So we actually do it together. We have people that come to the church. In Madagascar, people get up early. So they come at 6 a.m. in the morning. Some people don't even know that there's life at 6, but there is. There is life at 6. And so we come together in the presence of others. We keep each other accountable, and we come before the Lord. And we expect every one of our people who are being confirmed, if they're confirming their faith and they want to grow in their faith, that they're actually involved in that. We don't, you know, as I share with people in Madagascar and so on, I said, how difficult would it be if we only ate once a week and it was only on Sunday? Yet in our Christian lives or spiritual lives, we think that we'll go to church once a week and that will sustain us for the rest of the week. I want to tell you, just as it doesn't sustain us physically, it's not going to sustain us spiritually either. And so we train them to have their daily devotions. And I must confess, we're in church. This is a good time to confess. I'll confess before you are. I used to talk about how important it was to have daily devotions. But it wasn't until 9 years ago that I myself began to have regular daily devotions. And I've seen it change my life. And my wife can verify. If I don't have my daily devotion, she picks up on it very quickly. So the importance of having daily devotions, that's the first one. The second one is in terms of giving. Giving. God, he is the great giver. He sets the standard. He gave his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, for you and I. He gave everything that he had. The incarnate God, Christ, came into the world, Emmanuel, to live among us, our spiritual ancestors. And so he gave, and he expects us to give back, because why? We're stewards. He's given us everything. And so we're stewards. We give back to him in times of our time, in terms of our talent, and in terms of our tithe. So we teach them about giving 10%. We teach them about giving of their salaries. We teach about giving of their other things too, in terms of their animals and their crops and so on. So we teach on giving, how important it is. And we expect our people are going to be giving back to God. So that's the second one. The third one is obedience. We teach them the obedience, the importance of studying the scriptures, the importance of understanding the scriptures, the importance. That's why we have our daily devotions, so that we can understand the scriptures, so that we can begin to live it out, the way in which God has called us. Isn't it interesting, the word that's used in the Old Testament, also New Testament, for renewal is the whole idea of to live again. Live for the purpose in which you and I were created. But it begins with obedience. So that's the third discipline. The fourth one is we teach them about fasting. Who of you likes to fast? Raise your hands.
I didn't see.
Who likes to go to a party and eat? Okay. Yeah. Exactly. I'm in the same boat as you all. I like to eat. And but yet, you know, when we start fasting, it builds discipline in our lives. We learn to participate in a very small way with the suffering of Christ, that he participated on the cross, but in just a very small way. How important it is for us to fast. Most Malagasys have never learned to fast in terms of the spiritual, but they've had to fast because they couldn't afford food. And so we teach them on fasting. And on key events, we have fasting events that go on. When we were preparing for the election of the bishop, we fasted because we wanted God to be glorified. We wanted to discern what he was doing. When Patsy and I, a number of years ago, we decided to fast, to decide whether we were to marry each other. We fasted for 3 days. And I must confess, I said jokingly, after 3 days, I was willing to do anything. But I felt in the midst of all that God was speaking to us and that we would get married, and we've been married for nearly 29 years. Now, fasting is important. It helps us to develop character in our lives, because we're giving up something for Christ's sake. So that's another discipline that we teach them. And then the fifth thing is that we teach them in terms of sharing their faith, evangelism. We don't like to say evangelism in the Episcopal Church. We usually say, well, the Baptists like that. But actually, the reality is, it's very clear from the Greek word evangel. Okay, sharing the good news. And it's throughout the New Testament that it talks about that. We see in Matthew 28, it says to go. Go and make disciples. We see in Acts 1:8, you will be what? My witnesses. In Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and other parts of the world, that you will be my witnesses. So he was calling his disciples, he was calling his followers to go out, develop character in which you're going to witness. This is exciting. Amen. See, one of them is very excited right now. This is exciting. This is good news. This is good news. And that's something that we can participate in, each one of us, to share our faith. To share our faith. That's not only for the priest, not only for the bishop, but it's for all of us to share our faith. Why? Because we have a faith. And Jesus lives with us through his Holy Spirit. And that is exciting. So we have the opportunity to share, to receive and to share. And that's what grows the church. Someone came here at one time to start this church, St. Joseph's. Someone came here to share their faith with you, whether it was a parent or someone else. And we have that opportunity to share with others. How exciting. Today we're going to have a whole slew of adults that are being received and confirmed. Someone shared their faith with them. If they didn't, they wouldn't be here. So that's exciting. Yep, that is exciting. We're going to get this down packed. That is exciting. Good. So that's the fifth thing. Now, we've gone from Madagascar. We've gone from 11 churches. This started in 2007. Diocese of Toliara, which we just created last year. It's gone from 11 churches to 45 churches. Okay? Amen. Amen. And that's because part of our discipline, we're developing disciplines of sharing our faith. And so people are getting attached to it. This past June, we had our first diocesan youth event. We brought 150 people in. We taught them for 3 days on sharing their faith. And the next 3 days, we went out and started a church. That's part of who we are. That's part of the discipline. Why? Because we want to build character. And so evangelism is the fifth discipline. The sixth one is to make disciples. To make disciples. We want to make disciples. We want to pour our lives in the lives of the others. Jesus is pouring his life into the lives of the disciples. He's getting close to them. He's spending time and energy with them. We don't have any problem doing that usually with our children. Right? We love our children. We like to spend time with our children. We like to pour our lives into their lives. That is something that normally should come natural to us. But in making disciples, our success is not only making spiritual children, but spiritual grandchildren. If we make spiritual grandchildren, then we know it's been reproduced. Now, how many of you, let me ask you, how many of you have any problem? Do any of you have problems pouring your lives into your grandchildren? If you have any trouble, just raise your hand. No, okay. But normally, if you have grandchildren, you don't have any problems pouring your lives into them and spoiling them. Well, we shouldn't have any problem pouring our lives into our spiritual children, who then make spiritual grandchildren. When we make spiritual grandchildren, then we know that it's been reproduced. But it means that we have to be intentional. And we have to be intentional about all of these disciplines. So that we can build character, right? Sow a thought, reap an action. Sow an action, reap habit. Sow a habit, reap character. Sow character, reap destiny. And these six disciplines help us in moving forward and growing. Now let me just end with one last story. This is about a man who's going to go fishing. Who of you likes to fish around here? Okay, well, I like to fish. So I'm going to tell this story. And it's about this man who goes fishing. He's in the lake. And so he's going to go to a lake, go out fishing. But he's in the bait. He's in the shop there. And he's looking around and so on at the different articles that are in the bait shop and so on. And then he gets talking with this other man. And this other man is there. And he's got clothes on and so on. That's good. And he's a warden, however. And so he's got overhauls under his professional uniform as a warden. So he's undercover. Okay? And so he's in there talking. And they catch up a conversation, you know, probably talking about fish stories and so on. And so the man is going fishing and says, "Hey, why didn't you come on out with me?" And so the warden goes, "Sure. Sure." So they go out together. They get in the boat and they start going out. As they're going out, the warden looks in the boat and he notices there's no fishing lines in the boat. Thought we were going fishing. He's thinking to himself, right? But he doesn't say anything to the guy. So they get out there. All he sees is these two black bags. So they get out there, set out the anchor and so on. And then the man goes into the black bag and he pulls out a stack of dynamite. And the guy lights the dynamite and then he throws it off to the left side. And a couple minutes later, you hear the kaboom. And then all the fish come to the surface, all dead fish, and he collects them. You can just imagine what's happening to the warden. He's not very happy about this. He's getting angry inside. He just can't control himself and so on. And by that time, the guy gets into the other bag and he pulls out another stick of dynamite and he lights that. And when it gets real low, he throws it out to the right. Kaboom! Big, huge explosion. All the fish, dead fish, come to the top. He collects them all in. He's got a whole stack of fish. He's quite happy and so on. And you can just imagine, right? You know, having this warden there, the fish warden, he's there, and he's just getting really angry and frustrated. And finally, he tears off the outer part of his garments and so on, so the guy can see that he's the warden, and he starts yelling at the guy, and he says, "You're under arrest. You have violated 9 regulations according to fish and game." And the guy just, you know, ignores him, opens up the next bag and so on, and pulls out a stick of dynamite and lights it. And it goes down and down and down and down and down. And then he hands it to the warden. He says, are you gonna fish or are you gonna talk? And I think sometimes as Christians, we do a lot of talking. And this is a time for us to begin to fish if we're not building disciplines in our lives. So that we can do as Jesus spoke truth 2,000 years ago. He speaks truth to us today. That you are the salt of the earth, that we're preserving that which is good, and that you are the light of the world, that we go into the world and we have a flavor, we affect the world for good. In the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, amen.